What's up, everyone? You're listening to Sincerely Angie Podcast, and I'm your host, Angie. Thank you so much for tuning in, and welcome to my little gumbo pot. Please be sure to rate and subscribe wherever available, and don't forget that you can download any of your favorite episodes for offline listening. You can always find any information needed on today's episode in the show notes. And for further info, such as social media handles like Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube, you can visit SincerelyAngieM.com. Hey everyone, it's Angie. You've heard me mention Rakuten, formerly Ebates, multiple times on this podcast. Well, now, instead of them giving you $10 when you spend your first $10, you get $40. So you would sign up for Ebates, click the store you want to shop at, it's going to bring you to that website, and once you make your $40 purchase, you're going to get $40 in return, either PayPal or a big fat check. I've earned over $200 using Rakuten, and it is an online shopper's dream. You can get cash back on top of the $40 that you get when you sign up. Who doesn't like free money? I don't know how many times I can say that. It's the holiday season, and with COVID and more stores being online and selling products online, why not get cash back for shopping online? You're buying some of these gifts for free, you guys. Link is in the show notes. This is a limited time offer. This won't happen forever. It's going to go back to $10 or $25, but $40 is big. This is a legit steal. Act now. P.S. I forgot to mention, and when you refer a friend, you get $40, they get $40. So click the link so you can get your $40. Dear 2021, it is 10:59 p.m. on December 31st, so we're literally about to go into the new year, and I'm trying to get this episode recorded, edited, and put out before January 1st. Can I do it? Let's see. So if you hear fireworks, just consider that the ambiance of today's episode, because what's up, baby? Take me out to dinner. So dear 2021, girl, she had her foot on our necks, like for real, for real. So I'm gonna try and breeze right through these things so I can get this done and get to my prayers and to my Bible before 12:01 hits. But let's get into what this year had in store for us. So let's talk about the biggest stories of 2021. Starting in January, there was a riot at the Capitol. There were a group of people who stormed the Capitol and did damage. There were deaths and there were arrests made, and I mean, they just did the most. We all heard the story. They went to the Capitol, they did the most, and basically it seemingly like there was just a slap on the wrist, because we all know if it were other people that we would still be talking about it today in the most disgusting form or the most disgusting tone possible. But I digress. Then, what's up, baby? Take me out to dinner. Oh boy, Joe Biden became president of the United States. To whoever may feel a way about that, I'm not even gonna get into it. My student loans ain't get canceled yet, so I'm feeling some type of way. Somebody gotta fix it. There was Hurricane Ida, which I did, dear Hurricane. Hurricane Ida hit and it did some damage. My plant babies, I had to call it time of death for them. They did not make it, but my original baby, Pinky, she's still holding on, and she has three babies attached to her, so hopefully we can get the family rolling again. But I had to bury my babies today, and I was really holding on for dear life because they weren't even green anymore. They were like a tan color. It was horrible, but it was hard to get rid of my babies. Again, I digress. What else we had happen this year? Well, there was was Gorilla Glue Girl this year, or was that last year? 2021 was a long ass year, but it was short, but it was long. So I don't know if Gorilla Glue Girl was this year or if that was last year, but if it was, that was a thing. There was also the Sha'Carri Richardson thing. Was that last year? Did I talk about this already? I think that was last year. Maybe it was this year. I think it was this year because 2021. Wait, the Olympics. I don't know. I think Sha'Carri Richardson was the young girl who became the fastest runner, and then she got banned from the Olympics because they found drugs in her system, which was marijuana. And the reason why she had the marijuana in her system, because she had found out that her biological mother had died a couple of days prior. So that's what that was. And if Gorilla Glue Girl, I mean, everybody should know this girl, she put Gorilla Glue on her hair thinking that it would hold her hair down. Well, it did. It held it down for real. Like, for real, for real. It was strong as AF. And she couldn't wash it out. Her hair didn't move. It don't move. Her hair didn't move. And so there was a doctor who came about and came up with a concoction and was able to dissolve the Gorilla Glue from her hair. And then she recently did something else with her hair. She bleached it and relaxed it or something, and so her hair started falling out. But I don't think anybody gave her the time of day with that. So I think her 15 minutes are up. What else happened this year? Oh, coronavirus, COVID-19, the Rona. She had so many names, and then she had the nerve to bring her cousins to the party. She brought the Delta variant. We now have the Omicron variant, which is the Omicron variant. I think I'm saying that right. Everybody's been saying Omicron, so I don't even know how to pronounce the real name. It's Omicron. Omicron, I believe that's how you spell it. But yeah, she's just bringing everybody to the party, and we all just want to go home. We literally thought that the world was opening back up. They relaxed the mask mandates, and things were seemingly going back to early COVID-19 days. Oh, but no, baby. No. This Omicron is literally wreaking havoc. Like, the numbers are spiking again. We had a 12,000 day recently with new cases here in New Orleans. And I'm just trying to figure out why they haven't shut the world down again, because I mean, everybody, I'm not going to say everybody, there are people who are raw dogging it again. They are just no mask, no nothing, no gloves, no hand sanitizer. They just out here raw dogging the air, raw dogging our environment, and I don't like it. I'm a forever wear a mask because germs, people, germs. I can't take it. I can't take it. Oh, my God. So I don't even know what I'm doing for my birthday next year, because if these different variants keep coming out, the world may shut down again. And what am I going to do in March? Like, I wanted to go to Las Vegas, hopefully see my girl Adele, because yes, ma'am, she came back, released her album 30. And I absolutely love, love, love one song on there. I played the song so many times. Like, it's not even funny how many times I played the song. If she gets an award for this song, it's because I played it. Time and time and time again, and it's the song that is called To Be Loved. I heard her sing it on YouTube because I follow her on YouTube, and she sang it raw, like raw, and I was like, oh my God. And so when the album was released, I played the song over and over and over and over again, and now that I'm saying it, I need to play it before the new year starts. But yeah, To Be Loved, get into it. It's my favorite song. Let's see what else happened. Oh, stocks and cryptocurrency. Wait, was that this year? With like the AMC and everything, and Dogecoin and Shiba and, oh my God, the crypto world went crazy this year. I'm pretty sure it was this year. We just gonna assume everything I'm talking about happened in 2021. And if it didn't, blame it on 2021, because what the fudge? Anywho, the stocks in the crypto world went crazy this year. What's the other one? XRP. There was a glitch one day. And XRP had people thinking that they were billionaires. I looked at my account and I just was like, something is wrong, because there's no way possible. Something is wrong. And clearly something was wrong, because like maybe 10 minutes later, my account was back to what it was. But baby, if y'all not into crypto and y'all are not into stocks, you might want to get into it, because if there's another year like this year, we legit gonna have some millionaires. So get into it. TikTok. Oh my God. I think everybody and their mama is on TikTok, except for me. But I hear that's where the money is. Excuse my phone if it's vibrating. I have people trying to contact me. I ain't that important. Stop it. No, it's just some messages from Instagram and stuff. But yeah, TikTok is a whole nother world. The young folks, the kids, like the 10, 11, 12, 15-year-olds or whatever, they are doing a damn thing on TikTok. I'ma just stick to Instagram and occasionally Facebook and rarely Twitter. But yeah, TikTok, I want to get on it, but I was never comfortable with the back behind the scenes part of TikTok, where they say that you have certain permissions that your phone gives them to access certain things, which I know a lot of apps do that, but the fact that it's being monitored like in China and stuff, again, I'm very leery about certain things. So I just haven't gotten to TikTok yet. And if most of the videos people do on TikTok end up on Instagram, why not just stay on Instagram? But I think on TikTok it's easier to kind of get yourself noticed, because let me not even pretend to know what TikTok is. I'm gonna just leave it where it's at. TikTok is a thing in 2021. I think that's it for hot topics, but let me tell you what 2021 did. She said, tap, 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 excuse. Before I get on out here, let me just take one person with me. And she called Betty White. Betty White was about 3 weeks shy of her 100th birthday, and 2021 said, nah, I'm gonna take it early. Let's go. Before I leave out of here, just come with me. Like, what? Betty White had been holding on. Like, she was just here living her best life. 99 years old. Truly an iconic person. She's a legend in the comedy world. And, today she was called on home. Thank you, Betty White, for your years of service. Thank you. 2021... You raw dogging us. You are raw dogging us. All right, enough of the hot topics. So on to what has happened for the rest of the year personally. You all know that I've talked plenty of times about the meme that I saw. So peace has been a very big thing for me. I'm trying to, my hardest to really just embrace peace and just live a life full of peace and just to maintain the peace that I have. And I think that I'm doing a great job at that. And I think that I know that I will do an even better job in 2022. I'm anxious for that. I'm ready, and I'm going to encourage that to everybody who I come in contact with. Highs of 2021. The highs will be almost every year. I think my highs are usually the goals that I've accomplished, which I think that whether it's a big or a small goal, the fact that you accomplished it is a high. Lows would be certain dreams or desires that has not been met yet, but I know that they're on their way. I trust God's timing. I think that's it for the highs and lows. So I think the very last thing that I will talk about is what I'm thankful for. I am thankful this year for growth. I'm thankful for the disappointments, because there were lessons learned in that. I'm grateful for being able to be a voice of reason. I am thankful for my family. I am thankful for my friends and my loved ones. I'm thankful for life. I'm thankful for peace that surpasses all understanding. I am thankful for goals met. I'm thankful for being debt free. I'm thankful for knowledge. I'm thankful for my car that was paid off last year. I'm thankful for so much, man. The people who support me, the people who love me, the people who care for me and check on me. I'm thankful for so much. It can't even really be wrapped up into one episode. I'm thankful for God. And me knowing him and just him taking care of me consistently, despite any wrongdoing that I may do, I'm grateful for it. Man, Life is good. I'm blessed. Thankful for ability, as per usual. Thankful for ability. I'm able to move on my own, eat on my own without any assistance. I'm able to work. I'm able to drive. So much I'm able to do that people wish that they could do or that they don't have the ability to do. So I'm thankful for ability. I'm just thankful for life. And I'm thankful for everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you so much. I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. And thank y'all for sticking by me, tuning in, although the podcast wrap-up for 2021 tried to play me and tell me I only did 8 episodes when I did. But I showed them who's boss, and I added another 5 episodes in 1 month. So, yay me. Wait, this makes 6 episodes in 1 month. So, yay me. December 3rd, December 7th, December 10th, December 17th, December 20th, and then today, the 31st, I uploaded episodes. So, yay me. I also have some worksheets on the website that I recently started to promote. They've been up there for over a year, but I've recently started to promote them. So, if you're interested in a financial journey for the new year or your financial journey for the new year, I do have some worksheets that can assist you. Just go to sincerelyangiem.com. Under the budget tab, and you'll find those worksheets. Go ahead and download those. And I think that's it. Oh, and I checked as of about 5 minutes ago, Rakuten still has $30 refer a friend. So if you sign up and you spend $30, you get $30. So check into that if you are looking to assist yourself with some free money. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening. Have a happy new year. I hope that you had a wonderful Christmas. Happy holidays to everyone. And I'll talk to you all next year. Bye. P.S. Go check out the I'ma Keep Going podcast. I recently did a 2021 wrap up with my good friend Eric Lewis over there. And the word of the year for me has been or was perspective. So go check him out and listen to what we had to say about the 2021 wrap-up. Go check us out over on the IKG, the I'ma Keep Going podcast, and hear what we had to talk about as it related to the word perspective and how that kind of ruled 2021 for me. All right, you guys, bye.